Welcome to the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast. It contains material from the morning show, which can be found live at 93.9 FM in Ottawa, Canada, or online at www.939bobfm.com every day at 5:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For international times and more information on Vinny and his co-hosts and more podcasts, visit www.vinnywhite.co.uk. Here comes the best bits of recent shows that have gone out on air. Thanks for downloading the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast with Vinny and Sandy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bob's Breakfast with Vinny and Sandy. 93.9 Bob FM.
Good morning to you. Hope you're doing fantastically well. 5:37 is the time. My name is Vinny. This is Melanie Adams. Hello.
What did you people do to my computer when I was gone?
What's wrong with it?
Well, I came in and I had a different mouse. And I was confused. Well, I was confused for a good 2 minutes, just stared at the mouse. And I'm like, that's not my mouse. I mean, it works and everything, but I'm just, you couldn't not wreck my stuff while I was gone.
We upgraded your stuff because, as you know, in this building, we're always at the pinnacle edge of IT. And if you look at my screen, Mel, you'll stop moaning. Look at what... The microphone doesn't even work. So don't worry about your mouse.
Well, there's hair stuck to the bottom of it. Well, it's not even a new mouse.
It's when it's someone else's hair, it's always concerning.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to recommend, really, you know. Soldier on. Here you are, back at work. First day. Already encountering IT / hygiene problems. How was your trip? Well, not that you went on the trip, but how was your time off, I suppose?
Great. I slept. My main goal was to sleep until after the sun came up.
Mm.
And I did. And there were a few mornings, actually, where I was still awake when the sun came up, but mostly I got a lot of rest.
Oh, yeah. Still awake, as in partying.
Well, not necessarily, but just sort of, you know, doing that head bob where one eye is closing. I'm staying up.
Good for you. It's summer. You're off. You're allowed.
Yeah.
Hammer's here. Hello, Hammer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Mel.
Thanks.
Little happy family, partially reunited. Sandy's still off this week, isn't she?
Yeah.
Where's Mom?
Mommy's gone away for a while.
I don't know if she'd be happy to be called Mom, to be quite honest with you.
Better than Graham.
She wants to be the older sister. Much better than Graham.
You're in so much trouble if she's listening.
She won't be out now, will she? Hey, you're going to say all offensive stuff about Sandy now because she won't be out. I can't stand her. She drives me wrong.
She's too nice.
She is too nice. Just stop being nice to animals and children, for goodness sake. Did you leave the Haven on the weekend?
Not a chance. Not a chance. Come on, you know the answer to that. I had my 3-year-old's birthday party on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And had a good time there.
Did you get drunk?
Yes, I did.
Is it wrong?
Not at all. You have to. When there's about 10 kids at the age of 5 and under, you're dipping into the cooler a little more frequently.
Yeah. Just for sanity's purposes.
Exactly.
It's the responsible thing to do.
Fact. Utterly, ridiculously rich person news now, as we look at what's going on across the world. With the decline of the economy, you have to say sometimes, who's winning? Who's got all the money? Well, there's one nation that certainly has, and that's the United Arab Emirates, and of course it's a dynasty. Now, Sheikh Hamad bin Hamdan Al Nayyad, also known as the Rainbow Sheikh, is member of the Abu Dhabi ruling family in the UAE, and they've got a lot of money. And when I say they've got a lot of money, I mean they have got a lot of money.
Are these the people that built the ski hill and set a mall in Dubai?
That was one of his construction companies. He has one of the largest car collections in the world, with over 200 cars and trucks, which are stored in a purpose-built pyramid outside Abu Dhabi. He constructed the world's largest truck, a replica of the classic Dodge Power Wagon, but 8 times the original Power Wagon size. It's got 4 bedrooms inside the cabin. The vehicle also moves. It weighs 50 tons. He did it because he could. In the 80s, he acquired 7 Mercedes 500 SELs. They're very, very expensive. He's got one for each day of the week. They're painted different colours of the rainbow, hence his title, the Rainbow Sheikh. Now, this is quite a stupendous display of wealth, but now he's really outdone himself. Next time you're spending a few dollars at the grocery store, just bear this one in mind. Sheikh Hamad owns an island, which has been handed down from his father, right? It covers an area of 50 square kilometres. Now, that's larger than Abu Dhabi's central city. So he owns an island bigger than the city he lives in, for a start. So that's not bad for cash. But that's not enough. No, sorry. It was given to him by his late father, as I said. Now, when he got it, it was just a nice, manicured island. But being a sheik with a lot of money, he decided recently, last week I believe it was unveiled, to have Hamad carved into the island. Now, when I say his name is being carved into the island, I don't mean he's just got a stick and drawn his name. It's a mile long and it can be seen from space. Now, if this guy's ego is now of control enough, let me tell you this. The H of Hamad is full of water. And what he does on the weekend now is he jet skis around the H. Now, you know you've made it when you're jet skiing around the first letter of your name that can be seen from space on your own bloody island. I think he might be just getting a little bit power hungry.
I like this guy.
Do you?
He's fantastic.
That's such a North American response. Yeah. You and your triple garage in Barhaven. Yeah, that's what I'd do.
Why the H?
H for Hamad.
Oh, right, the first letter. Sorry, I was thinking of something else. What does he do with the rest of the letters? If that's the pool, is he skateboarding through the rest of it? Is the rest of it just an empty pool to skateboard
with
his buddies?
Don't give him ideas, because if he's listening, he's going to do it. H is for jet skiing. A is for skateboarding. M's for rollerblading. A, go-karting. What should we have for D?
Fill it with pudding. Whatever.
Just pudding. Well, just eat your way through D.
Yeah, yeah. Just pudding.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Does it? It doesn't matter. Can you afford it?
Yeah.
I can afford to fill it with gold and women.
All I can think of is that last week I bought day-old bread because it was on sale. This guy's water skiing in his name. That's great.
Hamad doesn't buy He buys old bread factories.
Bob's Breakfast with Sandy and Vinny.
How was your weekend, Vinny?
Yeah, it was all right, mate. Thanks. It's a bit weird. Definitely not an average weekend. Saturday night, I was raving with my glow sticks in the woods.
What?
Yeah.
Not in some abandoned warehouse?
No. I went to a thing called EP3. That's Electric Parade 3 or Electric Paradise 3. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. It was a rave in the woods. And it was very well organised. Imagine this scenario. It's a place called Bryson in Quebec, which is probably about an hour away from here. It's a paintballing place by day. But the guys that own the paintballing place decided to throw a rave. And what better place to do it than the woods when no one can hear you? Oh, yeah! Feel my bass. Yeah.
And you're making fun of kids for listening to Hannah Montana while you dance in the woods with glow sticks to this.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really good. We were staying in a little cabin, and there was probably about, I don't know, 100-odd people, maybe?
They were odd, yes.
actually, some of them were just damn right bizarre. Some very interesting haircuts. And that's coming from a man with some ridiculous hair. yeah. There's a lot of dancing about, glow sticks going on. Just really good do. They put some proper money into it and some proper time. And they had some big, fat, juicy speakers. And I danced the night away.
What do you think some country fellow would have thought just bumbling around the woods late at night, hearing the bass and seeing this forest glowing?
Yeah.
Do you think he would have mistaken it for, I don't know, probably E.T.?
Yeah.
Stopping by?
Some sort of weird tribal gathering.
Close encounters of the third kind?
Edna! They're here! Yeah. They're here, Edna!
And they're glowing! I don't know how they're doing it, but they're glowing! In the dark! God damn it. I don't know what that was. yeah, it's a good laugh. Although, I was quite annoyed with this person on the bunk below me. It was in a little cabin, right? So I had my bunk, and the guy below me, nice enough guy, I don't know him that well, but got to know him throughout the course of the evening. I knew loads of other people there. And it was very much a crash pad, you know, I wasn't going to be sleeping all night. So after dancing away and had a few beers and a bit of fun, I went to bed. And then this guy got a little bit over-friendly. And I think he, just for a laugh, climbed onto my bunk thinking, oh, this would be hilarious I'll wake up Vinny, which would have been not funny at all. But it was even less funny that the bed collapsed. So I just woke up. It was light. So it must have been Sunday morning. I think, what's going on here? It was Sunday. I don't know why this is relevant.
Could you dubstep the dueling banjos?
Maybe, yeah.
You didn't hear it at your rave, though.
This was not the music that I was dancing to.
It was the music your bunkmate was dancing to by the sounds
this
of it.
This was the music in the cafe in the morning, which is hilarious. There's a place called Pontiac down the road. Morning, Quebec. That's funny. That is funny. There's some funny people there. I mean, I'm British, so henceforth I haven't got very good teeth. But let me tell you something. My dental work was something there. It was pretty damn good. I was the hottest guy in town.
Bob's Breakfast with Sandy and Vinny.
Vinny and Sandy, although Sandy's off this week, so Mel is doing her ting. And Hammer, of course, pushing buttons and joining in as we go at 7:38. And it's time for our new feature, Getting to Know You Through Philosophy.
Last week, we did quite a few philosophical questions, 5 over 5 days, and I think we can all admit that we all learnt something. We've all come quite a long way. Perhaps we've deepened our mind, broadened our horizons, started thinking outside the box. Wouldn't you say so, Hammer?
Yes, and he talks like this the entire segment, Mel.
Is there a way to make him stop doing that?
No.
You could use some violence.
We could.
I wouldn't put it past us. You've done it before. Imagine if this was normal and I spoke like this on a daily basis.
Well, you wouldn't work here now, would you?
At least I wouldn't get called Australian every day. Every day. Side note. Got to get over that. 5 times on Saturday I got called Australian.
5?
5. 5. And the last one was...
Are you starting to think that you are?
It was a convenience store in Pontiac, which is just south of nowhere. And I said, I lost it with her, actually.
Oh,
I said,
no,
I'm not! And then I thought, oh, my God, that was a ridiculous overreaction. I went, sorry, I'll just take this and go. Bye.
Let's get back to our feature, Getting to Know You Through Philosophy. Today's question.
Would you like your spouse to be both smarter and more attractive than you? Would you like your spouse to be both smarter and more attractive than you? And we'll start with Mel today.
I don't have a spouse.
Well, that's fine, but this in a hypothetical scenario, if you were, you know, going to get one, would you like him to be smarter and more attractive than you?
Smarter and more attractive?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what are the chances he's going to be?
You're listening to Ego FM. Hammer, would you like your spouse to be both smarter and more attractive than you?
Yes. Most definitely more attractive. And most definitely, it doesn't really matter who the possibility is, she will be smarter than me.
Oh, bless ya.
And in actuality, my wife is both better looking and smarter than myself.
And listening, by the sound of it.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Vinny. Well, how about you? Would you like your spouse to be both smarter and more attractive than you?
I don't like the way you're sniggering. I think we can all see that whoever I pick, should I find her in a zoo, she'll be better looking than I. However, they say, don't they, there's an expression, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, make an ugly woman your wife.
It's not an expression, it's from a song.
Oh, well, it's an expression now, because I've just taken it out of context. So for that, and I adhere to that to a certain degree, because there's a number of flaws with extraordinarily attractive women. First of all, they're very heavily reliant on their looks sometimes. So you might find that they're somewhat more shallow than slightly less attractive people. Not always, but there is a certain amount of pretension that often goes with good looks.
All right.
I would like her to be definitely more intelligent than me, which is easy enough. But not really. I'd like her to be as attractive as me.
So, ladies that are listening right now, if you ever end up marrying Vinny, know that it's because he thinks you're ugly.
Fact. Can we one day play this bit of audio at my wedding so my delightful wife can hear just how incredibly ugly I think that she is?
Steven Spielberg, who's responsible for just years of terror in my childhood, says Jurassic Park 4 is in the works. He has a story. He has a screenwriter. He's hoping it will come together in the next 2 or 3 years. Here's the thing. I'm terrified of dinosaurs, and I know they're not around anymore, but I really hate these movies. I really hate these movies and the dinosaur sounds. I went on a date once to the museum.
Amber, I think you need a bagel.
Went on a date once to the Museum of Nature, and they had a dinosaur room. I didn't know this. First date with this guy. We walk in. I see the dinosaurs. I walk back out.
That was a first date?
Last date as well, yeah. He said, what are you doing? I'm like, no, I can't go in there. I'm afraid of the dinosaurs. You go ahead. I'll be in the room with the birds.
Yeah, they're really lifelike, aren't they? But I suppose all fears can be somewhat irrational. But this one's particularly rational, in that they're dead, long dead. In fact, there was no overlap with humans and dinosaurs anyway.
That we know of. I mean, if there was, they would have just squished us and there'd be no evidence, right?
Which one's the scariest? Do you like a T-Rex?
Nope.
Imagine it looking up at you when you're in bed tonight. You look up and there's just this thing. Little arms and massive teeth growling at you, Melanie Adams. You can smell its breath. You can feel the moisture in the air from its snarling nostrils.
I'm so glad I came back. Truly, I missed you so much.
Next week, when Sandy comes back, we'll bring a clown in.
80s, 90s, and breakfast with Vinny and Sandy.
Have you been to the fridge this morning, Mel?
No. Is there something in there I should be worried about?
Just don't go there.
Okay.
I don't know what's in there. I think it's like a dead squid or something.
As long as it doesn't say hello when you open the door, you should be okay.
It can't because it's so unbelievably dead. I don't know what it is. Have you smelled it today?
I did, only because I couldn't hold my breath that long, as I usually do, and it absolutely reeks. Somehow the freezer's worse than the fridge, and I don't know how that can be.
I don't understand that either. It's really weird, the whole affair.
It's supposed to be
cold. Yeah, but the whole thing stinks. I'm starting to think that it's like a fish inside the lining of a fridge, or perhaps behind it. But it's honking, so stay away. Does this happen in workplaces everywhere, do you think? Is it just us?
I think it's common practice. People forget that they bring food here. They'll bring their lunch, but then they'll go out with coworkers, and then it just sits there.
Yeah.
You've got a tuna fish sandwich sitting in that fridge for about 2 months.
There was something about 2 weeks ago that was blue in a bag. It had mushrooms growing out of it. Proper fungi.
Ooh.
And I don't mean someone that enjoys a party. I can't believe I got that in.
Thanks for downloading the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast with Vinny and Sandy. www.vinnywhite.co.uk.